The tragic accident that saw an autonomous Uber vehicle strike and kill a pedestrian has led to many to call for a dramatic slowdown in testing and increased regulations. And some engineers believe such a slowdown makes the most sense in the long run and will ultimately lead to better autonomous cars with fewer flaws. One of those is ASU Computer Science Associate Professor Avirel Srivastava. He says there is a safer, more cautious approach to testing the technology and is with me to talk about it. Professor, what do you think of how the autonomous cars have been designed and tested to this point?
Earlier in this century, NVIDIA came out with a seminal paper in which they said that, you know, we can do end-to-end machine learning. So end-to-end machine learning means that you look at the scenario, and from that, the machine learning as a black box will give you the controls of the car, like what to steer, how much to brake, how much to accelerate. Mm-hmm. So this complete end-to-end machine learning approach, this really became very critical in making these autonomous cars possible. And this has a fundamental problem.
Now that we've sort of set the stage for what you think is flawed about it, is it fixable? What are some things you'd like to see done? And based on how few people are feeling about autonomous cars and the way the builders are, what the builders are doing with them, would they want to do what you're proposing?
A human drives the car, and then a computer notes down that what is the scenario and what is the human doing, right? So if this is the scenario in front of me, a human is doing this. If this is the scenario, human is doing this. So essentially, at a very fundamental level, it keeps a table of these things, mm-hmm. that if this is the scenario, human does this. If this is the scenario, human does this. And then when it has to drive autonomously, it takes a scenario and does exactly what a human would have done, right? So of course, the basic mechanism of doing this is very sophisticated, but at the fundamental level, it is just a table lookup, right? And so the problem in this approach is that humans are not perfect drivers, but the standards for safety for humans and cars, autonomous cars, are different. So like if you see that Uber accident, right? Mm-hmm. If a human would have caused that accident, we would have said that it is unfortunate, but it is still normal. We don't want autonomous cars to do these kinds of accidents. So we want to hold them to a higher level. So then the question is, how do we design more safer cars? You can put semantic information about that, okay, I was able to recognize that there is a pedestrian walking, so I should slow down, or that I cannot sense more than 5 meters, so I should slow down. So the semantic information about the environment can be used on top of this to make better and safer decisions. So I think what human would have done, that is a very valuable input. And maybe 90% of the time, that is the output that you would give. But maybe sometimes you want to play it more safer than that.
Now, in the big picture, Governor Ducey was criticized recently because he really didn't seem to have... The regulation was not exactly tight. He wanted Arizona to be a friendly state to this sort of testing. And then when an accident like this happens, that changes the perspective of almost everybody. So when it comes down to regulation, what would you like to see? And do you think that what you'd like to see is realistic, considering, again, there would have to be some compromise on this? They want to have the open market aspect of it, but you also want to have safety.
I really appreciate Governor Ducey's efforts towards this and trying to attract autonomous car companies here. But at the same time, I would also like to have a regulatory environment so that companies are encouraged and we can contain these accidents or we can reduce the chances of these accidents so that we don't have to stop them from operating. So I think even for humans, we have driving tests, right? We don't let anybody just start driving on our Arizona roads. So there should be a similar driving test for autonomous cars also. Mm. Yes, a driving test does not guarantee that there will be no accident, but at least there is some sanity check that we have done on the machines to say that, okay, they may be okay.
Do you think we should be willing to sacrifice time, and I mean the time for these to actually be running the way we all want them to run, for safety, for regulation? People, once they start hearing about these things and see them on the streets, we're all eager to have them yesterday. You know, we need to get in there right away. Do you think there is that balancing point of being able to say, okay, yes, we realize that it sounds exciting, and that next stage of progress always is, but it is worth doing it in a way that is both cautious and fun as opposed to just fun.
Absolutely. I think you have a very interesting point here, because if we do it just for fun, the problem is that these are really dangerous things. I mean, we have cars that are running among us, which have the power of 1,000 horses, right? I mean, we as humans are really fragile in front of them. So fun is good, and I like experiments, but we have to realize these are very dangerous things, and we need to be very careful with them. So some small guarantees or some minimal amount of testing must be done before these cars can be allowed to run on Arizona roads. I think a cautious approach will be the most welcoming approach in the long run. So I don't see the contradiction actually there. In fact, the opposite may be contradictory, that you bring everyone, let them test, but then as soon as there is an accident, then you have to say no.
Avirah Srivastava is a computer science associate professor at ASU. He teaches an embedded computing course that includes involving students engineering a self-navigating toy race car.